This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going down the January 6th rabbit hole on the eve of the anniversary with my buddy Joey. We're not going to say his last name. It's no secret who he is. But he doesn't want to make it about him. That's coming up next segment. You definitely want to stay with us. Dr. Peter Chambers is a medical doctor in the U.S. military, been a Green Beret, and then, of course, run major operations around the world, and has now, the last 10 months, been on the Texas border reporting on that nightmare. But you were talking during the break about false flags of January 6th, and where do you see this going? How do we stop the deep state from staging things or provocateuring things and blaming it on the populist movement to discredit Americana during this globalist takeover? How do we defeat this takeover?
Two words, situational awareness. You've got to know that if I'm thinking about, when I'm doing a military operation, a plan, I think about the most dangerous course of action, the most dangerous course of action, and the most likely course of action. The most dangerous would be that they're setting me up. That's the MD-COA, we call that. If I think that, then I got to be looking for it. I got to be looking for cues and indicators. And that's where we get to that left of bang theory that I was talking about. I look for cues. There's something that's not right here. These guys are all wearing 5'11 pants. They all got the same kind of Sun Tzu watch on. And they're supposedly a rioter out here.
And they're doing that to identify each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I've done those kind of operations downrange where I've had to infiltrate using, I mean, look at me, I'm dark complected. I got this beard and when it's bigger, I speak Farsi, Dari, Greek. You know, I go to these places and sometimes I have to be seamless. And when I'm seamless, that doesn't change who I am inside. It allows me to walk down the street without them noticing me. All right. As a special operator, that's what I had to do. Now I'm looking at that, and they stand out because they're cues and indicators. And so if you're seeing this and you want to go to a rally or something, be careful. Measure twice, cut once. There you go. Measure twice, cut once. Understand your situational awareness. Look around. If you think you're going to get thrown under the bus for something you didn't do, look at these poor people sitting in a jail. What's the deal with that? These Americans.
And you got these jerks that set them up.
Right. So if you don't want to get rolled up for something that you're not guilty of, then pay attention to your surroundings.
But my guys were warning me, and I was like, oh, Trump has rallies, it's fine. I was using the fact that past events have been peaceful. This was the big event. Obviously, we walked right into a trap.
Yeah, so the trap was set, and, you know, if you trust, and sometimes we trust, but you got to verify. Trust, but verify. And perception is real.
That's another reason the Secret Service jammed all the cell phones that day. In fact, it wasn't just, they even turned the cable off in the hotel. Like, it was like nothing was on.
Well, there you go. They did their homework. You know, they set it up. If that's what their intent was, then they succeeded.
Well, they even came and visited us at like 7 a.m. at the hotel.
Really?
Yeah, the feds. And they're like, oh, who are you guys? Where are you? And it was like, and of course, my guy saw all the equipment, and it was, you know, Pentagon stuff.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, and that's concerning to me. I don't like Pentagon being involved with what we call CONUS, Continental United States.
Exactly, and that's what's in all the documents. That's the rollout of the new terrorism perspective, new directive of June of Biden, that it's the American people's the main enemy. You seen that?
There you go. That's us. So we're the main enemy.
Yep, not China, not Russia, not Al-Qaeda, Americans.
If you disagree with someone, does that make you the enemy? If you can't have a dialogue or a discourse?
Well, it shows how desperate they are. America's waking up. That's why they want to trick us into violence. We need to do everything we can, even be Christ-like. Not that we're wimps right now, but it's actually stronger at this point, I think, to not be tricked into violence.
Well, Christ had righteous anger. So that's where we're at. Be Christ-like. You can have righteous anger about something.
I agree. So when is it time to whip the money changers? Because I'm ready.
Yeah, turn the tables over. It's time. And when I was talking to those, once again, I'm bringing this up with the benefactors last night. When they asked me, what can I do? Reach in your pocket and help somebody out. We don't expect you to get out there and knock on doors or do anything like that, but get out there and help financially.
I totally agree. Everybody better be spending their money right now in the fight for freedom. If you don't, your money will be worthless if you don't use it now.
I brought that up last night. I looked at him and said, what are you worth here? And I'd ask, just kidding with the guy, what, $11 billion? And I said, $11 billion is going to mean nothing 10 years from now, if you don't fix the problem now.
Damn
your
right.
Grandchildren who are going to get vaccines are going to have the second and third order effects of those. And what are you going to do with that? What's their joy?
I love our guests, and I really like you. I appreciate you coming in, Dr. Peter Chambers. You have an amazing website. People should visit it right now. That's FullSpectrumAmerica.com. Thank you so much, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Another great Texan. I'm proud of my state. We'll be right back. Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. To drop the hammer on the NWO.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The January 6th committee has been an exercise in armed political intimidation. How did it start? You may have forgotten. Congress formed the committee after several members of the U.S. Capitol Police, the same people responsible for protecting members of Congress, anonymously commanded them to do it. So effectively, it was a ransom note. Prosecute our political opponents. That's an order from your bodyguards. Amazingly, they did it. So from the very first day, the January 6th committee was never about gathering information. Obviously, Congress already has the information. Nancy Pelosi knows exactly how many federal agents were in the crowd that day. She won't tell us. Pelosi could release thousands of hours of videotape evidence from January 6th. She refuses to do that. So whatever else this is, don't let them lie to you. This is not a fact-finding effort. This is a highly obvious attempt to punish critics of the Democratic Party. And for months, that's exactly what the committee has been doing. Using the pretext of January 6th, Biden's Justice Department has indicted former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. What? What was his crime exactly? Oh, talking about election fraud on a radio show. That's illegal now. Pelosi's January 6th committee had him arrested. Liz Cheney, by the way, who is being used as a Republican cover for all of this, stood back and watched it happen. Liz Cheney should be ashamed, but she's become far too degraded for shame, unfortunately. And Bannon, by the way, is not the only prominent Republican who might go to jail. The committee has now subpoenaed several former Trump advisors, as well as the fiance of another. They've even subpoenaed Roger Stone yet again. Where was Stone on January 6th? He was in a hotel room as the Capitol was being breached. He had literally nothing to do with it, but it doesn't matter. He's criticized Joe Biden. He could be going to jail again. Now the committee has decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist. Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he has been a far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delanian or Margaret Brennan of CBS. Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him. But Alex Jones makes fun of Joe Biden, so the January 6th committee is threatening him with prison. Now, the irony here, and there are many layers of irony here, but the main one is that Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th. We're not running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact, because we looked into it in some detail for Patriot Purge. It's our three-part documentary series on Fox Nation. Here are the facts.
So, the Republican Party, I just want them to hear this message. Look at this crowd. Woo! We are the people that you must represent.
January the 6th was all about. It was just about making sure that if you called yourself a conservative, that you stood with the conservative movement. And unfortunately, it spiraled out of control. We coordinated with the U.S. Capitol Police nearly every day. A lot of people don't know that Stop the Steal actually had a permit on the Capitol grounds. So not the Capitol itself and not the Capitol Plaza, the Capitol grounds, Law 8, we had a permit. So let's just imagine this. 20 to 50,000 people inside the President's Park. We're sitting there at the very front. I'm dead center of the President, front row. A Trump campaign staffer walks up to me and says, you know, Ali, there are people leaving the overflow, and there are already tens of thousands of people at the U.S. Capitol. With your presence and the presence of Alex Jones, why don't you guys walk down Pennsylvania, gather people together,
we're coming for creatures!
And then position them for your rally on Lot 8. I wasn't at the Capitol when it descended into chaos. And that's only by God's grace, because I was scheduled to be there. Secret Service let us out at a point where we would have been there when the first punch was thrown. And that's strange. The only reason that we weren't there is because we stopped and gave an impromptu speech.
We're closing America up! We're here to take our rightful country back!
I get a text from the campaign that you should get there and de-escalate because things are not going well. So we started to approach the side of the Capitol where no protests had happened in November, no protests had happened in December. All I thought was, I need to get them to the other side, and I need to get them to Lot 8.
Let's march around to the other side!
And all we have are equipped with are megaphones.
Let's not fight the police and get the system what they want!
Maybe 1,000 people are listening to us.
Come off the stairs!
Out of 75 to 100,000 people there in front of us. And it was a very helpless feeling.
We need to not have a conversation with the police. We're going to make that the story.
All right. I really appreciate Joey, who doesn't want to make about himself. He knows his name's out there with the government, but he's Joey, Sergeant Major in the Army, recently out this last year. And, you know, there with us because, you know, he does some work with us. And he was warning us the day before, this looks bad. And then that morning, I'm just like, oh, we've had a bunch of Trump rallies. It'll be fine. Of course, there's feds crawling all over everything. But now we have this article. So now a lot of the things that are classified that he can't get into because he has national security clearances. So he can't even tell you what he knows if it's classified. And that was the problem with a lot of my security was, you know, a lot of them still do stuff with the government. But now it's in the news. So now he can talk more about that. And he'll be very careful and be very specific. But exclusive. Secret commandos with shoot-to-kill authority were at the Capitol. It's come out in federal documents. It's now come out in the Jan 6 committee. They don't want this information out. And there wasn't just a 350-man hostage rescue team. It was a bunch of military commandos and the FBI. It was a bunch of other groups. And Joey, the night before and the morning, was frantically warning people, saying, they're setting something up. Something's going on. We got to get over there. They're planning something. And we're like, okay, yeah, great. I'm sure the Secret Service and Trump will handle it. We were deferring to that. But this was all a giant setup. So this is huge because it's now come out that thousands of feds, paramilitary, were there watching a few dozen people with Ray Epps. I've got all the clips right here. That were saying, burn down the Capitol, attack the Capitol, storm the Capitol with Antifa operatives like Jake Necks. And then there's thousands of federal commandos all over the place doing nothing and now admitting it in federal filings. This is incredible. And Trump asked for the National Guard out. He was refused by the District of Columbia, and he could override that. But Milley said he would resign, remember? If Trump called out the military, he said, we don't have the military on the streets of America. We're not for martial law. Remember that? So Trump thought everything was handled. It wasn't. We let a million people have an event. We let them hijack them and wave them in with their flags and say attack and all of it. So we're going to go to break. We're going to go right back to Joey on the other side because I don't want to cut him short for the next three segments, the next 45 minutes. But this is a big, big deal. We'll go to Joey right now for a minute and a half. Joey, just as an American citizen, obviously we talked again this morning. You said this was a setup. We walked right into it. In 60 seconds, how would you quantify what happened 1 year ago tomorrow?
I think 1 year ago today, and first off, Happy New Year. It's good to talk to you. I think what happened 1 year ago today was they saw a million red-blooded Americans show up to more than one event, and they knew they could not stop that level of support. So they pre-staged a way to control the outcome with pre-plotted narratives, and everyone walked right into it.
Perfectly said. And you agree with me that they're clearly creating the narrative that we're, quote, about to attack again, when obviously we don't have the motive, we don't want to. That's the last thing we want.
Absolutely. No one, matter of fact, as we get through our segment, you'll see one of the clips I sent where people were peacefully dispersing the area without anything because they didn't want to be involved in violence. That wasn't what we were there for.
All right, Joey, and literally, we may have to do a part two on this tomorrow, too, because I've got... You sent me 14 clips, and I've got 10 here from Rondo. So we're going to try to – we got proof of all this, folks. We have them red-handed. The feds with flags, waving them in. None of them are being arrested. None are being investigated because they're federal agents. And we know who they are, by the way. And so it's reached the point of it's too dangerous to not expose this now. It was dangerous before to expose it, but now it's too dangerous not to expose it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is exposing the next big false flag that's coming. This is so important.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Joey is one of our security guys. He's also somebody I work with in business, good friend of mine.
Never went down to Georgia.
And he was helping do security for us on January 6th, 364 days ago, 365 tomorrow. And I remember the day before and in the morning, he was saying, listen, this place is crawling with a bunch of special operations people, you name it. Different agencies, something big's going down. This isn't normal. And then it just got crazier from there. We had the feds come visit our hotel that morning. And again, I just get oblivious. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. I'm doing this event. And then he's trying to text us. He can't get through because everything's blocked. Hey, you need to get down here. While Trump's speaking, they're already attacking the Capitol. So they could then, you know, blame the whole hour and a half attack on him, even though most of it was while he was speaking. And so I'm a critic of Trump on many fronts, but not where he's innocent. He definitely got set up here. So Joey, start here, and the next time we'll get to a bunch of clips. We got a lot of ground to cover here, but you want to get, you know, 10 feet off the ground, 10,000 feet off the ground. Where do you want to start first with what happened that day? Because now it's in the news, it's in federal court, it's come out that thousands of feds were running around watching everything. They knew it was happening, and they did nothing to stop it, even though they were there, and they called the regular Capitol Police off, half of them, to go do crowd control and traffic control. So, I mean, this is very clear. This is a big deal now.
I think what's important is we talk from our view, which is 10 feet, and as we connect some dots, we can get to that 10,000-foot view, which I think is important for viewers to see what our near-peer adversarial agenda is and how this all ties together. A lot of what Dr. Peter Chambers just mentioned is the exact same lexicon. It's the exact same stuff that some of it we're going to talk about. It's the same language. He knows it. He gets it.
Well, lay it out, Joey. Tell us what you witnessed on January 6th. This is important with these new admissions.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's just start early morning at that hotel. I mean, if you recall, we were eating breakfast, and I don't know how much we want to discuss, but we were interrupted by someone that was trying to derail us immediately from that morning. But after breakfast, we sat outside, and just like Dr. Chambers was saying, when you've worked a lifetime in this arena, you can pick out people easily and vice versa. So when me and a couple of the other security guys were standing out front, I noticed a team of three individuals carrying some equipment, which I completely recognize and I know what it's used for. And we kind of made eye contact, and they walked over and said, who are you guys with? Because it's kind of like you recognize each other, right? And, you know, we explained, hey, we're here with Alex Jones. We're his personal security detail. And they explained at that time that they were with the Secret Service. It appeared to me, in my opinion, what was a tactical level signal intelligence team. And I was like, great. And we deconflicted and we told them what, you know, kind of what our plans for the day were. And they were like, great, you know, glad that we're all on the same team. And, you know, sounds good. And then from there is when the morning started, right? So all of that context from that morning and even the night prior, I was, you know, I always kind of just try to keep my finger on the pulse. And no matter where you go, what city, what state, what country, just talk to people. When you have good narrative, when you have good dialect, people will talk. They'll tell you, you know, kind of conditions and situational awareness that's going on, which gives you better context. That context gives you the ability to make proactive, deliberate decision making, right? Like cognitive power, so to speak. So from the night prior and that morning, it was clearly evident to me that in addition to a lot of what you're seeing in that article, and I want to kind of take our time as we go through it, isn't really crazy. That's very standard, to be honest. And what's standard about it is when you have that many people in one place at a time, it's obviously a target, right? It's a target for terrorism. It's a target for many things. So to deploy that level of assets at an environment like that is completely standard operating procedure. I think what's critical for people to understand is you have witting and unwitting partners when you're conducting operations, right? Some people know it all. Some people have no idea. They're just participating. You can look back in history of warfare dating as far back as books read about the witting and unwitting partners. You know, where people invaded Iraq, there was an entire division that was supposed to land in the port of Turkey. Every single soldier that was headed to Turkey on those boats believed in their heart they were coming to invade Iraq through Turkey. Well, it's now been declassified that was a completely a deception campaign. But if they were witting, how successful do you think that would have been? It probably wouldn't have been because people can't keep their mouth shut, right? But because they were unwitting, it was tremendously successful. Does that make sense?
100%. So please continue, because clearly they're trying to rebrand January 6th as the American people are terrorists. We've got to arrest them all and take all their freedoms and have the military declare martial law. And that's in the news, that a civil war is here, that we attacked the Capitol, when instead the feds provocateured it, basically were there watching everything that happened, total proof that they bare minimum let it unfold.
Yeah, so I would highlight in that scenario the decision makers. Not necessarily the boots on the ground.
Oh, I totally agree. They don't know either. They're compartmentalized. Just like they think they're invading Turkey. They're not. Who gave those orders?
Exactly. So I think, and more importantly, who did not give orders, as I think is really where the root cause of that problem is, because I think that's what identifies who is the winning partner of the opposing agenda. Because if the decision makers would have deployed the assets that were staged on site adequately or prematurely even as a force protection measure, January 6th would not have produced as much propaganda as the media cycle continues to propagate.
Well, yeah, bullet down the way you did this morning when we were talking. I mean, this was their propaganda victory, their way to brand all this. They had thousands of commandos there who couldn't stop maybe 100 people trying to break in at the start. No, they overwatched it. They let it take place. And they were there once, I guess, Pelosi got kidnapped, then they'd then be the saviors.
Yeah, so I think, you know, kind of what we were talking about and really what we've talked about all year was, I mean, a lot of these narratives and just like Dr. Chambers talked about with information warfare and psychological warfare, a lot of these narratives have been pre-staged and pre-canned. So when you have action, you have to have narrative and vice versa for it to be plausible. So if you have a narrative with no action, well, it's not plausible. Or if you have action with no narrative, well, you leave that for someone else to tell the story. So I think a lot of that was pre-staged simply because we attended several rallies leading up to January 6th. So there's no doubt. I mean, no brain surgeon or it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out how many people were going to descend upon Washington, D.C. on January 6th. I mean, I could do a Google search and find out that hotels were sold out. There was no plane tickets. So that's at the very lowest civil level, let alone the intelligence agencies. I have no doubt that they knew exactly how many people were.
And then they blocked Trump having National Guard and cut the Capitol Police by half. I mean, that's super obvious. We're going to come back and talk about that with all the evidence of what really happened on January 6th and why they're getting ready for big false flags to blame us in the next 307 days out of the midterms. They never intend on us having those free elections. They are going to brand us all as terrorists and bring in even more censorship and control. Our country is on its deathbed, but we can rise like the phoenix if we awaken to these facts. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself a gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
March. The globalist empire is on the run, and its counteroffensive is the Great Reset. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show.
Tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so Joey did security work with us. He's a great patriot, Army veteran, and he was there, the one warning that day, hey, this is set up, and he's like, hey, you got to get down there. They're starting violence. We got to stop it. So we were already hurrying to get there. And then we got there in the middle of it and said, hey, we don't want a new Kent State come out. Everybody's seen the video. And yeah, you got Epps and all these other folks out there saying attack the Capitol, and they haven't been arrested or indicted. I mean, all this is very obvious. But now we know a whole bunch of federal agencies were there with paramilitary and plain clothes, just as Tucker Carlson said months ago, and they stood down and did nothing. And then we even have footage that we'll probably tag on at the end of this show. That Joey shot from on top of the building we rented, where the media, The left spins it. Why'd they have a building over the Capitol? Because we rented it many times before. That's where everybody else rents the media. There's like 20, 30, 40 media crews up there. But again, the left just lies at every level. And we can see the hostage rescue team of the FBI actually attacking the last people that were still at the Capitol that evening. So, Joey, let's just cover the waterfront right now. I've got a bunch of these clips. If you call for them, we can go to them. But just with your training and your background and the groups you saw, and I know the folks you talked to them, of what was really going on, bare minimum, they knew or ordered to stand down.
So, right. But real quick, they have a rooftop. Well, let's think about that. Every major media outlet was on that rooftop with us, along with an ATF sniper team. So we all had the same rooftop, you know what I mean, to get the right perspective and view of the backdrop to report accurately. So why is that wrong, right? Why do they spin it differently for different organizations? It was Media Row. There was at least 10 tents both that day and at the inauguration.
Well, it just shows how they spin everything. Like, why are they on our rooftop? Because it's where the media goes to rent rooftop.
Right. But in addition, there was an ATF special response team, sniper team, also on that rooftop with us.
So please continue.
I mean, so you kind of want to go over our timeline and then kind of dissect that report?
Well, yeah, I mean, just the most important points to know that, again, the feds were there, they were there, they saw it all happen, they let it all happen, and that's why they don't want a real investigation in Congress.
Yeah, I think kind of like we highlighted on our last trip to D.C. was there was multiple – so a lot of what you read in that article is very standard procedure, right? But most of those assets are designed to focus on high threat operations, which would be consistent with a lot of the terrorism threats that they probably saw. I mean, literally the night prior, we talked amongst our security team and I said, hey, you know, I think one of the most deadly courses of action that could happen would be some type of suicide bomb or IED from a terrorist standpoint, right? And so we predicted that, and that, in fact, happened. And that's what a lot of those resources were amassed to address. Now, when you get down to that tactical, local, municipal level, I feel like there was also multiple layers of force protection measures that were pre-staged. So literally, when you go back today to the Capitol, the same fence that was put in place that night that was staged at least the day prior – is still in place. Well, why wasn't that implemented prior to January 6th if intelligence or reporting or open source or any type of information would lead any decision makers to believe that there was in fact going to be some serious level of violence? You as a decision maker would pre-deploy those assets to mitigate any deadly or most likely course of action. But that didn't happen. What actually happened was right under our eyes from a bird's eye view on the OAN rooftop was we watched surrounding counties of additional security resources and force protection measures pour in after the propaganda footage was exploited. Not prior to, not to mitigate or de-escalate, after the fact. But they didn't come. When you look at the timeline, you physically cannot cover that amount of geographical land in the timeline of response. So they were pre-staged, as that article said.
That's right. They now admit that they pre-staged thousands and thousands of riot police from local governments, and then they had hundreds, and they admit other groups, thousands of feds watching everything unfold. But then Trump got denied the National Guard he asked for. So they withdraw the public security to invite provocateurs to be able to break into the Capitol. And then as soon as they get the propaganda they want, then they shut it down and control it so it doesn't go too far.
Absolutely. I mean, like we can go back and just kind of start right at that morning. At, you know, early that morning, like I discussed previously, you know, we had some conversation with three folks who identified themselves as part of Secret Service cool, not for us to question. They actually did show us their ID cards as well, and I showed them my retirement ID card, and hey, glad we're all on the same team. We talked about our intent and what we were doing. All good, thumbs up. And about, I would say 8 o'clock is when we departed our hotel room to head on foot to the Ellipse. And, after you know, we split up, you know, you went with a few people and then half of our team stayed back to just continue to plan and resource what we needed to for the, you know, the next phase of what we had planned. But about 9 o'clock, I snapped a picture in front of the Ellipse after you guys had gained entry. And it was very nostalgic for me. It, the best thing I've used to explain it to family and friends is it reminded me of the clip in Forrest Gump where all I could see as far as I could see was red, white, and blue. I have never in my life been in a place with that many people with absolutely no violence. There was no argument. If you remember, Alex, we had to walk through probably a mile or more of people shoulder to shoulder. And they parted ways to let you gain entry because they respected you.
Exactly. And Roger Stone asked, people asked, why didn't Roger go? He couldn't get through the crowd.
It took us a better part of an hour to get you into the Ellipse, even though we were given special entry by Secret Service at different gates. When we went to those gates, it was kind of a little bit of runaround, which happens, you know, when things like that occur. Sometimes it's miscommunication or signals are jammed and things
but the bottom line is the feds knew what was going on. They had all the people in place, and they sat there and watched the undermanned Capitol Police who'd been sent off to take care of traffic control being overrun and let it happen, and they were there. And that narrative's not being discussed, but it's starting to come out. That's got to really concern the committee that's trying to act like the American people or President Trump wanted to attack the Capitol. That destroys their narrative.
Absolutely. I mean, it's completely false because at around 11:30-ish, me and another member from the security team went to the Capitol while you guys were still at the Ellipse listening to Trump's speech so that we could locate the stage that Ali had pulled the permit for. That was the intent, you know, following Trump's speech. We were all supposed to march to the Capitol, and we had that permit for the stage for various key communicators to address the crowds. Well, when me and that member went at around 11:30, to locate that stage, we only found the one stage, and that was it looked like a Christian organization playing some music. But opposite of that, what I observed was about 20 folks in catcher's mitt equipment, you know, not your typical Trump supporter equipment. And I was conveying that to the team, like, this doesn't make sense to me. But a layer deeper, what I saw was Trump hat turned inside out, or Trump T-shirts turned in reverse. And I feel that was a way of them clandestinely communicating with each other in the aspect of, hey, I'm dressed to fit in. However, these subtle differences of wearing my hat inside out or my T-shirt backwards, in fact, lets the opposite agenda know, you know, who I really am. And that was
100%, Joey, stay there, because we now know that's what happened. We have the video of them in the woods taking their Antifa stuff off and putting it on. But they didn't. So they knew, like, oh, they'll look like Trump supporters, red, white, and blue, but really it's turned inside out. What a premeditated action. We need to get this out now. We'll be right back, folks. We're trying to stop the next big false flag.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92 million.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Clips and things I have. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow as well. We're going to take this last 30 minutes or so and boil it down and then do a special report tomorrow. But the feds were there, thousands of them. Remember, Tucker Carlson's like, there were feds, informants inside. They knew it was happening. They didn't just know. They were all over the place. They watched it. They let it happen. They called off the regular police. We know they had federal provocateurs like, you know, Ray Epps and others in there doing it. And now people are like, okay, we know this happened a year ago. They're preparing new big events, saying all of January 6th that they are now going to use the military and the CIA against the American people and that we're the main threat of the country. That is a criminal declaration of war against our country, and that's an admission of their evil intent, in my view, Joey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what I thought was interesting and what we essentially predicted the night prior was, you know, they can't control the positive outcome, right, of what was going to happen on January 6th. So they pre-staged the narratives and the actions to control, you know, their level of outcome to support their agenda. And what came out immediately after that is really what bothers me the most, is that domestic terrorism narrative. Well, domestic terrorism has always been a threat. But when you start to roll the veteran populace and other, you know, small groups into that domestic terrorism narrative, to me, that's a real problem. And that lends the credibility to, you know, that 10,000-foot view that I've discussed with you before that I would love to, you know, kind of educate folks on as we tear this apart. Because I think that, that's really what people need to be looking at is how does what's the current conditions today, how is that supporting that 10,000 foot view agenda and where does that lead us? Because it takes time. And in my opinion, this has been happening over about the last 10 years. We've been under adversarial, unconventional warfare, and it's a problem. But with that is I feel we have been being baited into civil disobedience to equate to a civil war internally to beat ourselves up because our adversaries will never put a uniformed soldier on our soil. It just won't happen. Our country is the best country in the world. We have the most prominent, you know, outfitted, incredible military apparatus in the world. So the only way to beat us is to force us to beat ourselves internally. Well, you can infiltrate government entities. You can infiltrate civil local entities that all create the conditions and environment that, in fact, equates to civil disobedience because it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs to just do that, to combat logic with logic, right, for our quality of life. And that leads to essentially, you know, some aspects of civil war, the race baiting, all of these agendas and narratives that have unrolled over the last 3 to 10 years, I feel 100% are lockstep into an adversarial, unconventional warfare campaign against our country to degrade us, to degrade our narrative, degrade who we are as the beacon of freedom. And January 6th.
And if you watch these videos of guys in black pushing citizens back that don't want to bring in the Capitol, they just act like police officers. I mean, these are like trained leftist thugs. You can see all the tactics.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, getting back to what we were talking about in that
timeline.
Wish
they could have done that to us. Jesus, man, I tell you.
Well, right. Well, what was funny is, so when me and the other guy went to go look for that stage and do that, you know, kind of cursory view of the Capitol, that was about 11:30. I, in fact, got a picture at 11:36 of the front of the Capitol and then at 11:38 of the stage. It may be hard for viewers to see, but when you look at the picture of the 11:36, if you zoom in, the stage is on the left. That's where the Christian group was, you know, singing and having a good time. But when you zoom in and look to the right, you will see a group of people massing. That is where I witnessed 100% that group of people that I said was dressed up like Trump supporters, but in an instant glimpse, I knew they were not Trump supporters. They were, in fact, the opposite. They were just a bunch of posers, and they were starting trouble at that time with Capitol Police. And I don't know if you remember, but when we actually got to the Capitol later that afternoon, you interviewed a man almost in that exact same spot.
Yeah, we're trying to find that footage. And he said, listen, as soon as Trump announced they were listening online, as soon as Trump announced he was going to go to the Capitol, they went, go, go, go. And that's when they all attacked.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to find that footage.
Right. So that right there corroborates exactly what we were talking about leading up to that. That man was probably, I estimate, he was probably in his 60s, you know, good patriotic guy. And he said, hey, me and my family been out here all day. It's been peaceful. It's been great until they showed up. And then he laid it out of when they got the phone call of the trigger to, in fact, attack Capitol Police, which is an hour before a million people were a mile plus up the road at the Ellipse listening to Trump speak.
And again, no indictments, no arrests of the guys waving the flags saying attack the Capitol or the people in black breaking in. The same folks in black trying to beat up Trump supporters so they could because they were trying to stop them breaking in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I even asked the question.
Well, Joey, looking at the cut of their jib, as they say, because you can tell different groups. You know, I'm not in the military like you, but I've learned to tell the difference. What do these guys look like to you? The ones in black breaking in, the guys waving the flags, waving folks in. They look kind of like cops to me, or like feds, FBI. Who do they look like to you?
I mean, it's hard to say, Alex, to be honest, because they're not really that well organized enough to say they showed up together, but still kind of very erratic in their behavior. The group of people that I observed out front of the Capitol when I was going to look for the stage, first thing came to mind to me was some type of Antifa-type faction.
Oh, they were there. Absolutely. Yeah, they had orders, yeah.
That's what I've seen them dressed in leading up to this event, right? We witnessed they're always in that kind of, you know, ball catcher equipment. But, I mean,
We got a bunch of folks in the woods stripping off their black, putting on red, white, and blue. But none of it was right. Trump gear. They didn't actually buy it. It was all just stuff they bought at the local store that was that color.
Absolutely. And I think, you know...
And they all look like pedophile meth heads to me. Some of these guys look like feds.
I mean, well, we know. Information has come out that there were, you know, from what I've seen online, you know, in some different articles, there has been information that's come out about, you know, federal implants that were provocateurs. I mean, look, let's be honest. You could watch any documentary on Netflix, you know... Every organization, Hell's Angels, you name it, they've all been infiltrated, right? So that goes back to the witting and unwitting partners. That organization may have not known they were infiltrated, but more importantly, the people that infiltrated that organization, why did you not collapse it prior to violent activity? Why did you let it ensue to, in fact, gauge propaganda that you could exploit?
Well, exactly. It's fine to infiltrate a criminal group, stop it, but not to lead it.
Exactly. So those are the questions when I reverse engineer it for myself that I ask myself.
And let's not forget, we caught them red-handed with the Governor Whitmer attempted kidnapping. That was run by the FBI. That was staged.
It's crazy. And then, I mean, when you look too at our timeline, I couldn't convey a lot of what I was seeing to the rest of our security team that was with you, you know, a couple rows back from the president at the Ellipse, because all signals were jammed. They would accredit that most likely to, you have a million people, plenty of people that were communicating, but we weren't able to, you know, and most people there weren't able to. So there's a lot of things that factor into it, but I do think and feel it's standard protocol to, you know, jam signals for force protection measures, which I agree with. When it comes to.
Well, Joey, we're out of time, and you got to come back on. Don't worry about this on the anniversary tomorrow. Got a bunch of big guests tomorrow, but here's what's going on. We know they knew there was a giant federal force there. They didn't stop the few dozen people that breached the first cops. And so they were there to supposedly stop this. They stood down. There was a federal surveillance with thousands of personnel that stood down, and that is a congressional investigation that needs to happen, and Trump needs to get on that right now.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There was when we watched the assets that were staged unfold in front of our eyes, I literally remember asking myself, why now? Why wasn't this deployed last night to prevent?
Well, you said on the rooftop, like, look at this. They're all pre-planned. They just boiled out. Should be the saviors after the provocateur event. All right, Joey, thank you so much. Powerful interview. Appreciate you coming on to talk about all that. And we are 300. Thank you, sir. We're 307 days out from the election. Their whole narrative is we're terrorists. Anybody that loves America is bad. And they're going to stage stuff and blame us. This is not rocket science, okay? All the pre-programming is there. How do we stop them? We better be asking ourselves that question all day long. And by the way, they're going to start a civil war. They lose. That's the globalist plan. Bring the country down. We do not want violence. We do not want civil war. Intellectual victory is what we want.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.